You may be seated. Do you remember this picture up here? Seen that before? It's part of a brilliant Staples commercial a number of years ago, trumpeting the fact that if you would just go to their website, you could quickly, with a few clicks of a button, order everything you need, and at least that part of your life would become just that much easier. Well, it's gone from just an ad campaign to become part of our national lexicon. You can see it used all over the place, all sorts of different memes, all sorts of different variations on theme, because everybody wants life to be a little bit easier. I even heard tell that Pastor Lee, a number of years ago, used one of these in his sermon. And now it's my turn. I mean, what can I say? It's an easy way to start. The reason I bring it up is this, is that we wish that there was an easy button for our faith. I mean, let's face it, faith is difficult. Every one of us will struggle with doubts and questions from time to time. We watch things like Harvey and Irma and the earthquake, and we wonder how a loving God could allow things like this to happen. And we know we want to look at all of life's many issues through Christian lenses, and yet sometimes it's hard to figure out how to look at those things and how God would have us see them. And yes, there's guidance in His Word for us, but the Bible can be an intimidating book to open up. And where do you go to look for the information that you need? Faith can be difficult. We wonder, isn't there some way to make things easier? Just push a button and solve all those problems. Well, faith can be made simple. Love. I told the kids, there was a time when someone came to Jesus and wanted to know, how can I make things simpler and easier on me? And Jesus said, love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. These two things sum up all of the commandments. 10 commandments, the commandments of the Old Testament, the commandments of the New, all of them are summed up in those two words, love God, love neighbor. Paul even cites that in our reading from Romans. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for love is the fulfilling of the law. If you want to know what to do as a Christian, it's pretty simple. Love God, love your neighbor. Simple does not mean easy, however. Our gospel reading is a case in point. You read through this long reading from Matthew 18, and there are all these different sections and ideas and pieces that are going back and forth, and you're wondering, how do all these things fit together? And my goodness, Jesus says some really hard and difficult things in these passages. How do we make sense of all this stuff that's going on? Well, love is the simple answer. Let me show you what I mean. First section, the disciples come to Jesus asking, who's the greatest in the kingdom? And Jesus' answer is to say that a child is the greatest. Because a child's not competing for who's best and who's worse. They're just out there and they're loving. And if we would stop trying to be the best and simply love others, then we would become great in the kingdom of heaven. Then Jesus says that whoever would cause one of these little ones to sin, it would be better that a large millstone was tied around their neck and they were thrown into the depths of the sea. It's kind of a hard statement. But again, love is the answer. And Jesus is saying that we should so love others that we would rather that we ourselves die than that we would cause someone else to fall into sin. Then he says, if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. Ouch. That's a hard saying, right? Again, love is the answer. We should so love God and love our neighbor that we'd rather cut off our hand or gouge out our eye than fall into sin. That's how seriously we should be pursuing God. We should love Him that greatly. Now, the reason you don't see us bunch of Christians going through life maimed is because faith doesn't work that way. I mean, I could cut off both of my hands, both of my feet, my ears, my tongue, gouge out my eyes, and it still wouldn't even begin to touch the blackness of sin in my heart. Faith doesn't work that way. Actually dealing with and addressing our sin, as gruesome as that other stuff sounds, dealing with the sin in our heart is even harder than that. Then Jesus tells a story of the shepherd who has lost a sheep, and he leaves the 99 on the mountains and goes off in search of the one. Well, that sounds nice until you begin to think about it a little bit more, and you realize that if he did that and he'd come back, those other 99 would be gone. It's a sort of crazy talk. And yet Jesus' point is that God loves each one of us, loves each of those 100 so much that he is willing to risk everything for that one. And then the last section comes, this probably the most famous part of Matthew 18, this section on dealing with conflict with other Christians. If someone sins against you, you go by yourself and try to talk to them. And if that doesn't work, then you go with two or three others. And if that doesn't work, then you go with the church. Only what Jesus is giving you here is not some checklist where you can do sort of the bare minimum and then wash your hands of people and be done with them. What he's laying out is this long and difficult process of seeking to win the brother back to you, taking lots of time and lots of conversations and lots of effort of doing that hard work of working through conflict to bring them back into a relationship with you. It's very simple. Love. But sometimes it is so hard to do. But that's the way of our faith. I mean, that is, after all, the way that Jesus loved us. And it was not easy for Jesus to love us, but he did it for us. I mean, sometimes we like to think of gentle Jesus, meek and mild, Jesus who's calm and cool and unflappable and nothing bothers him, right? That wasn't the way it was for Jesus. It was hard for Jesus to love us. I mean, think about it. Jesus, who is God himself, who is enjoying all of the joy and the majesty of heaven, left that to come down and be born in a stinky, smelly stable surrounded by animals. And there were quite a few times the Bible records where Jesus got frustrated and even angry with his disciples and with the other followers. Calls the Pharisees a brood of vipers. He drives out people from the temple with a whip. He calls Peter Satan and says, "Get behind me." It was hard for him to love us. And he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Gospels record that his sweat was like blood because the agony of his suffering in preparation for the cross was so great. And then he goes to the cross for us. An instrument of execution that was designed to be as painful as people could come up with. And there he hangs on the cross and he dies for us. It was not easy. It was not comfortable. But Jesus went through that for us because he loves us. He cares for us and he wants us to receive that love of God. Here is probably the simplest and yet the hardest thing for us to grasp about our faith. Our faith is not primarily about our love for God and for others. It is primarily about God's love for us, what he has done for us in Jesus Christ. The truth of our faith is this, that there is nothing that you could do that could ever make God love you more. And there is nothing that you could ever do that could make God love you less. And we're so prone to turn everything around, to focus on us and all the things that we can do to earn our way into heaven, all the things that we can do to earn a pat on the back. And none of that matters in God's kingdom. Nothing we could do could make God love us less. And nothing we could do could make God love us more. He has loved us with a perfect, complete, and everlasting love in Jesus Christ. He has loved us. He cares for us regardless of what we do. And so our response of faith is to love God and love our neighbor. And not to earn anything in God's sight, not to prove anything to Him, not to work our way into heaven, but simply out of response of the fact that God has loved us in such an incredible, limitless way. Faith is simple. It's not easy, though. Love God, love your neighbor. Pretty simple. But it's so hard to do because of the sin that lives in us, right? I mean, love God. Read your Bible. Pray. Remember the Sabbath. Come to worship every week. Make time to be in His church, in His house, with His people. Make sure that God is first and foremost in your life and nothing else comes above Him. Pretty simple. And yet it's so hard to do because there are so many things that pull for our attention and try to pull us away from Him that our heart desires that aren't in line with Him. Hard to love Him in that way. And then love neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Consider others better than yourselves. Sacrifice for them and continue to love them even when it's difficult. Be in deep connected community with others, not just sort of Sunday acquaintances, but living life together. That sounds great, but when you get down into the nuts and bolts of life, sometimes it gets a little bit hard. Because loving other people sometimes is difficult because people are sinners. Sometimes we're not much fun to be around. And yet God's command is for us to continue loving and loving and loving and never give up. We don't cut off from the spouse or the neighbor or the church community just when things get a little bit difficult and we find some conflict there. But we continue to dig in and continue to love that spouse and love the neighbor, the place that we live, and love this church community and work to reconcile and work through those differences. And you keep on loving, and you keep on loving, you keep on loving the way that Jesus loved us right up to the point of His death on the cross. It's simple, but it is oh so hard. And so in those moments, the answer is simply to rely on Jesus. He's the one who has loved us with a perfect love. He is the one who has loved us and promised that He will never leave us or forsake us. He is the one who has promised that there is nothing in all creation that can separate us from His love. He's loved us. He's cared for us. He's modeled that love for us. And as we continue to reflect on the way in which He has loved us and the way that He has loved us, even when we didn't deserve it, thankfulness and gratitude for what He has done for us works in us to enable us to begin again to love others in the way that He calls us to. And so when we find ourselves in those places where faith is hard and love is difficult and challenging to love that unlovable person, and we simply cry out in prayer, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I love, help my lack of love. You want to know what our faith is all about? It's really simple. God has loved us with an everlasting love and promised that nothing can ever separate us from Him. And our response of faith is simply to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's simple, but not easy. Because of the sin that lives inside of us. So rely on Jesus. Draw strength from the power of His love. And let that love flow to others. Amen.